Schonger, how are you?
I'm doing well today, pal. How are you?
Good. So we look at it. Brandon Davidson's back on the ice today. He was skating. Whiplash has subsided. He's feeling better. Feels he'll be ready to go for the start of the regular season. So we think him and Nurse, Fane and Sekera. You got Larson and Klefbom. So that leaves Greiba, Benning, and Reinhardt. Is Greiba like the easy, obvious choice, or do you think there's a surprise here?
I don't think there's a surprise. I think that they'll probably go with Greiba. Benning is a little bit of a wild card. We'll see what he does. If he shows some offensive flashes and makes it look like he's got a little bit of offensive flair to his game that can translate with some good competition, then maybe they consider doing that. But I would say the easy pick is Greiba. To me, it's fait accompli that Reinhardt will go down, and it's Benning, and it's Greiba. And Benning's going to have to show a lot to start the year here, I think.
Yeah, I agree, Ryan.
They want him playing, right, guys? Sorry to interrupt, but that's the point. They want him playing.
Isn't it? I think it's more than the easy choice. I think it's also the smart choice. I mean, if I want a guy in and out of the press box, he's going to be a veteran guy coming off a PTO, not two younger guys who might still be more than what we've seen so far.
Yeah, I think so. And it's good. They've given him a good look. He's had lots of he's had opportunity. He's going to have a really good opportunity tonight playing with Sekera. If he doesn't dazzle them, there's nothing wrong with that. If he has to go down and play down there for a little while, there's nothing wrong with that. And it's just a situation where he'll be one of the first call-ups. But, I mean, it was a signing that was important to them. It was a signing, you know, they grabbed him. Mm-hmm. And so they have to give him good opportunity, and he's played well. And so they'll give him a good, solid look. And what they need to see is somebody taking control with that first pass and showing a little bit of offensive confidence. Be interesting to see if he gets some power play time and what that looks like. Maybe work that blue line a little bit, like we know Osterley can do a little bit of. He needs to show what he's got along those lines. But the fact that he's still here and Osterley was sent down is definitely interesting to me.
Well, righty to lefty, I think, probably has part to do with that for sure, considering, you got all bunch of lefties and you got a right guy. And I'll say this about Benning. He has looked very poised in the games thus far. Up front, McDavid's lines together. Draisaitl's in the wing in the middle because Nugent Hopkins isn't healthy. He's got an illness still. Otherwise, Todd McClellan said he would love to try Draisaitl on the wing. So you'll have Jesse Puljujärvi playing there, Nail Yakupov. And, Drake Kajula, I think, honestly, Ryan, at this point, like, Kajula to me would have to really fall on his face in the final two games to not at least start game one as the third line center and have Leon Draisaitl up with Ryan Nugent Hopkins, which means there's a battle between Puljujärvi and Yakupov for the third line right wing spot.
Yes. Excuse me, guys. Yes, there is. And by the way, where's Christopher Stieg fitting into this mix?
Groin. He's got a groin problem, so he's out a week.
A week. And that is just an absolute worst case scenario for Christopher Stieg. Worst case scenario, because he needs to play when the competition is ramping up, and he needs to separate himself from some of these guys. And that weak window, that's where if he's not playing, I mean, not only is it tough for the Oilers to hand him a deal, but it's tough to get a deal from someone else. And remember, on a PTO, anybody else can offer a guy a contract. So that's a really tough break for Versteeg. I don't know I think he still has an opportunity to sign a deal. And we'll see which way Puljujärvi goes. But, Yakupov needs to have another good night. He had a good outing his last game for sure. And I think the Oilers would probably move him if they could. But in lieu of that, they're going to try and get him some decent ice time and some decent line mates and see if they can't make something happen.
Now, you look at Jesse Puljujärvi, and you talked about Benning wanting to play. You look at Puljujärvi, you could start a guy in the press box at that age. I'm just not sure how long you'd want to do it. And the thing with Versteeg is, Ryan, I actually had a conversation today with Peter Chiarelli to confirm that if Versteeg in the orders, because let's say he's out a week, right? So his PTO technically ends. He could have a verbal agreement to stay with the team until he's healthy, but not count on their 23-man roster because he wouldn't have a contract. So there is that still at play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and... But how would it work in terms of, so then he would just be practicing with the team?
Yeah.
Or they would have to decide if they want to keep him?
No, from what Peter told me, that basically, you know, the risk would be on Versteeg, because if he got injured or something, right, like he'd have to get his own insurance. But he could practice with the team if he chose to until he was healthy, or if, you know, they deem him healthy. So I think, honestly, like up until his little groin tweak, they would have signed him for sure. So I think they might, you know, if they want an extra few days or something to finagle the roster, that is another possibility. It's maybe it's a low risk, I mean, a low percentage, because maybe Versteeg's like, I don't want to do that. But if he has no other offers, that might be his only choice.
He can move over to the other wing too, can't he?
He's played all sides, yep.
Yeah, he's played everywhere. So with Pakarinen and Hendricks getting hurt, I mean, you could easily go Eberle, Yakupov, Puljujarvi, Cassian on the right, and have Versteeg over on the left, and be platooning with Pitlick over on the left side.
And then you're saying Kajula's not in the team.
Because Draisaitl would be playing on the right side. So, well, Kajula could be one of those guys. Now, is there any way that they go with eight defensemen to start the year, or do you think that for sure they'll just stick with seven?
Well, the reason I don't think they go with eight, Ryan, is because Benning or Reinhardt, do you want two young guys just sitting in the press, or one young guy sitting in the press box, right?
Yeah.
I think the injury's up front right now, and because neither one of those two guys require waivers, I think that's why. Like, Pitlick would have to go on waivers, right?
Yeah, and I wonder if Tyler Pitlick, after a strong camp and some good looks in exhibition games, would be a certainty to clear waivers still. I mean, I know at times in the past he definitely would. But
why risk it on a team that's already short guys banged up? And I think Pitlick has played better than Reinhardt. I know they're vastly different positions, but if I'm keeping guys, I'm rewarding him as my 14th forward over Reinhardt as my 8th defenseman.
Yeah, it's coming down to it. I think the signs point to Puljujarvi having to get something done and having to make it impossible for them to send him down. Because worst-case scenario, I mean, and it's not a worst-case scenario, you send Puljujarvi down, you play Yakupov on a skill line, try and get him going a little bit, try and get him some points, try and get him some opportunity. That third line with Kajula and Maroon will be a decent line.
Yep.
And then, you know, maybe build his value, and if Puljujarvi's playing well, and you build some value into Yakupov, then you execute the trade in a month and a half. It's a pretty easy. The problem with Yakupov is if you're not starting him, you're causing an issue, and there isn't necessarily an easy solution to it. Whereas Puljujarvi, unless he looks stupid for sending him down, probably is easiest and takes the pressure off. To buy them some time with Yakupov and Versteeg if they want to sign him. They can keep Pitlick off waivers, and Kajula has earned a spot. So you want to try and give guys spots that have earned them, and he legitimately has earned a spot. So probably a bit of an uphill climb for Puljujarvi here to get enough done to stick around.
You know, it's interesting. You say you want to see guys get spots that have earned them. I don't know, and I don't want to be kicking the kid. I mean, we got the trade talk today. I don't know that Yakupov is necessarily a fit in that bottom six. I would like to see Pitlick stay there based on merit. But the one thing that's screwing it up, as we all know, is the injuries. We're not seeing that possibility of Ryan Nugent-Hopkins with Draisaitl on his wing. Gregor touched on that at Oilers Nation today. And that's kind of something everybody wants to see, and really that the coaching staff needs to see.
Yeah, no, I think so, and that's what this World Cup kind of did. Is it made it a little bit tougher for some coaches to put combinations together that they want and build some chemistry early and figure some things out. So there's definitely a bit of a sacrifice, I would say, in continuity, in order to take a look and see if it will work or not. I mean, they've tried Draisaitl on the wing before. They have an idea what he looks like before. I think it'll be a fairly smooth transition when Ryan Nugent-Hopkins comes back to shift Draisaitl over there. And I don't think they need a whole bunch of time to be comfortable. And they'll just read off Kajula and see if he's holding up his end at the third line center spot. And they like the look of Leon on the wing. Then it's an easy decision. If Kajula starts to struggle because it gets up to NHL caliber and NHL speed and he is a rookie, then the decision kind of gets made for them a little bit. And so, yeah, it's You know what? It's good, though. It's good when guys kind of not come out of nowhere, because he was an important signing, too. But it's good when guys come in and maybe overachieve a little bit and not just sort of surprise people a little, go, huh, I wouldn't have expected Drake Caggiula to be in the mix to be a third-line center in the NHL right out of camp. I wouldn't have expected that. I thought he'd be fighting for one of the spots, but to be trying to anchor the third line with him, like, wow, that's a testament to how well he's played. And the Oilers need that. They need guys to come in and overachieve.
Oh, for many years they've needed a few. Yeah, it's a welcome change in Caggiula. I just love it because he's making me look good, because he was my pick to be the surprise. So hopefully.
Yeah.
Now, the thing about training camp and then regular season, because I went back for fun, Ryan, and looked at last year, Draisaitl didn't start in Edmonton, Nurse didn't start in Edmonton, Pakarinen didn't start in Edmonton, and Everly was hurt. Yet those four guys all ended up being in top 10 games played for the Oilers. Like, so much can change, and we'll look at some of these guys that won't be here to start or not, but this year, the Oilers need more guys who don't allow others to take their ice time.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. And, I mean, injuries played a big part in why some of the youth ended up having to play right away.
Yeah,
I think that the plan last year was for Draisaitl and Nurse to start in the minors. That was the plan.
Oh, yeah.
And
well, they did for six games, right?
Right. And then the injuries hit, and then they got into some trouble, and Nurse played well and earned his time. But thrown into the deep end too early. So you would have to assume the same people who thought it was smart to start Nurse and Draisaitl in the minors last year, those people are still in charge.
Yep.
Those people are in charge of the future of Jesse Puljujärvi. And while it looks like he's showing some really, really good signs, unless they look silly for sending him down because he lights it up the next two games, something fierce, then, you'd have to think that logic will prevail. That's what they were going to do with Draisaitl and Nurse. And, I mean, Draisaitl was coming back for year two.
What is your we mentioned Pitlick earlier, Ryan. He's not a young player anymore. Based on merit, I think he could stay. Might this be the time to find out whether it's to, fish or cut bait with Tyler Pitlick?
Oh, absolutely, this is the time. And really, what this comes down to is, can Tyler go out there and play 15 games in a row where he is not excellent in all 15, that's not fair to expect, but where he shows some consistency and shows aggressiveness and shows some physicality and not get hurt?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it all boils down to. Can Tyler Pitlick go play the way he needs to play to stay in the NHL and not get hurt? And if he can do that, there's a place in the NHL for him, no question. But that's been his challenge, is to get his play up to a level and to a style where, okay, it makes sense to have him around. And then he gets hurt. So that's the combo that they're looking for from Tyler Pitlick. And, it's eluded him so far, but he's got a golden opportunity in front of him right now. Excuse me, right now, and he's got some consistency going, and he just needs to keep it rolling.
Shocker, before I let you go, and I know you've been out of this game for a long time, but did you know that you could meet girls on Craigslist?
I had absolutely no idea.
Well, you should check.
I thought that's.
Yeah, well,
do you go there for like furniture and stuff?
Hey, but you and I are clearly old, because I was in the exact same boat. But did you not read this story? You probably don't know. Go read the Sean Barber story.
Okay.
You don't know the story, Shocker?
No, but I can imagine it's entertaining.
No, but dude, I'm telling you right now, it's the greatest excuse to get out of. So he got busted. He was tested for cocaine, which usually would get you banned for the Olympics, right? He had the positive test. But from a girl he met on Craigslist in a romantic tryst, she took some cocaine. He said he just kind of got her, pardon the pun, sloppy seconds from the cocaine. Thus, that's why he was able to compete in the Olympics. True story, came out today.
Okay. I got a lot to process there. Some things said on the radio I didn't think I'd hear.
You know him, pole vaulter, right, Shocker?
Yeah, buddy. It was. She actually went and testified in front of the guru to say, yes, this is true. Yes, I was the one who took the cocaine.
Wow. well, that's a fine lesson to be learned for
buddy.
Anybody who's exposed to drug testing out there, that apparently there are ways other than the obvious that you can you can test positive. So good to know. And, yeah, I don't think I will read that one.
Oh, buddy, no, honestly, you want a few laughs? Trust me, read the story. It is quite comical. I knew you'd be in the same boat as me. I had no idea you could meet girls on Craigslist.
I did not even know that was a thing. No,
me neither. But Evan, I'm guessing now there'll be a lot more people on Craigslist.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Checking it out. Shogger, have a good one.
Okay, guys. See ya. Take care.
Ryan or Shog.